Good. Then have one at the Plough and Horses. Have two, if you like, and talk to the landlord or landlady or whoever serves you. I want you to find out if anybody stayed there on Monday night."
"Robert?"
said Bill eagerly.
"I didn't say Robert," said Antony, smiling. "I just want you to find out if they had a visitor who slept there on Monday night. A stranger. If so, then any particulars you can get of him, without letting the landlord know that you are interested."
"Leave it to me," broke in Bill. "I know just what you want."
"Don't assume that it was Robert, or anybody else. Let them describe the man to you. Don't influence them unconsciously by suggesting that he was short or tall or anything of that sort. Just get them talking. If it's the landlord, you'd better stand him a drink or two."
"Right you are," said Bill confidently. "Where do I meet you again?"
"Probably at the George. If you get there before me, you can order dinner for 8 o'clock. Anyhow, we'll meet at 8, if not before."
"Good."
He nodded to Antony and strode off back to Stanton again.